And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bazooka. Well, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, that band Bazooka, Tony, they've come from Slovenly Records, one of, I think, three bands we're playing this week that have come from there. Getting a lot of stuff from Slovenly this year, Tony.
It was nice. Liking it.
And that was a track now, I'm going to try and get this right, that was a track called Majajka Daktila.
Right.
You'll have to excuse my pronunciation there, Tony. My Greek isn't great.
No.
And you will notice the first track this week was sung entirely in Greek. Obviously, all of you Greece fans out there will have loved that, no doubt.
Loving it.
That's from their latest EP, which is called Useless Generation. Bazooka are from Athens, I think, and part of a little scene out there, a little kind of a psychedelic garage punk scene that they've got going out there with bands such as Acid Baby Jesus as well, who I saw a few years back at that thing I went to in Sardinia.
All right, okay, yeah.
And it's really, what a great scene. I think any time that a country goes through woes, they get great music, don't they?
I guess so, yeah.
And it's fair to say at present that Greece is woeful, certainly as this show goes on. You'll see some of the others. I have some developing theories about 224 times 9, Tony.
Do you?
yeah, which I am still calling 2016. And if you'd like to know why, you'll have to listen to previous shows. Well, no, Tony, possibly not for the first time this week. Well, the Bazookas, well, not Bazookas, but what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Bazooka Grease.
My goodness. You're absolutely right.
Oh, excellent.
How did you get that?
Well, they can't just be Bazooka, can it? So I was thinking it's got to be Bazooka, maybe the way they're from.
Well, I'm stunned, Tony.
Well,
it is
my first
indeed.
Day.
Facebook.com/ Bazooka Grease. I thought that might have been a suggestion. So this is the point in the show when I read your jokes and poems out, and guess what?
What's that?
Got none again. If you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's an ode. I do, however, have a piece of additional material that's going with the next track, Tony.
Okay.
Very, very pleased to receive this. I'm just going to read it out, Tony. Okay.
All right.
So this is for the next track. And you're involved as well, Tony, because it starts off, hello, Paul and Tony.
Excellent.
Yeah. We are Little Treasure All-Stars from Bognor Regis / Brighton.
Blimey.
We play punk rock, and we play it loud, fast, and sometimes not sober enough.
Huh.
I hope you enjoy listening to our EP and possibly play one of your favourites on the show. I first came across Punky over 7 years ago, and remember listening to a few episodes in my early teens.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Featuring some hilarious, filthy porn music, where I recall a song called My Three Holes being played. Well, Tony, I think, was that Ruby Bresnut?
It could be. It could
yeah,
be, yeah.
The frankly devilish Ruby Bresnut, who, when I went out to Los Angeles, I was supposed to stay with her, and when I got there, she just didn't answer the phone. I had to get a hotel. That worked out well.
Yeah. I can't think of other filthy porn music we might have played. Who knows? There's been a lot of drinking going on in these past 7 years.
We have played some other filthy porn music as well.
Right, okay.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't. Oh, what was that other one? What was that other band that were a bit like sort of Harmar Superstar but complete porn? What were they called?
Oh, God, no idea.
Oh, I don't. Anyway, I haven't finished the email, Tony.
Okay.
He does then say, anyway, enough of that. Good point. Hope you enjoy our music and look forward to hearing from you. All our stuff is free to download on our Bandcamp page, Tony, which is littletreasureallstars.bandcamp.com. However, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ littletreasureallstars?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. It finishes off, by the way, they call Facebook Face Gash, which I'm quite pleased with.
Nice.
And then it says, all the bloody best, Freddie. I did reply to the email where I said, I've had a look at the track listing and I can't help thinking, rather worryingly, that I may have been an influence on you in some way, that Punky Radio might be responsible for how you've turned out. Got an email back from them saying, absolutely, definitely, massive influence. There you go. So I feel partially responsible. In fact, we collectively should feel responsible for what we're about to hear. Now, the track I've picked, Tony, after having a listen to the EP, which, by the way, is excellent, working on the basis that they've mentioned filthy porn music, I've picked a track, Tony, that harks back to the days of the 80s and 90s, when top shelf magazines were still something of beauty in this country. Mm. This is Razzle Dazzle.
I'm a fool. Sandwich.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Avenue Z, or more likely Avenue Z, and a track called Piru Fuss, which is off a new album from Avenue Z stroke Z called Azimut. And again, I might have said that wrong. Avenue Z stroke Z are made up of at least one of the members of Magnetics and one or two other bands. I believe they're French. And we played a Magnetics track before, actually.
Okay.
Not for a while. And sorry that I completely forgot to say there were two songs in a row there. There obviously were two songs in a row there. What is Avenue Z stroke Z's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Avenue Z.
No, Facebook.com/Avenue Z or Z dot Azimut. Because I imagine there's another Avenue Z or Z there, because if you've got Avenue Q, you've got everything else, haven't you?
This is true.
But that is, you would take note, Tony, that is our third Facebook page in a row.
Okay.
My clue there is that everyone this week's a Facebook page. So if you're not on Facebook, you'll have to find other ways to track them down.
Right, okay.
I don't think we've ever done that before. I don't think we've ever done a
it's
nine.
It's usually a mix, Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done a nine Facebook special. It's just how it worked out this week.
Okay.
You know, these things happen. That is, I don't know how to describe it really, because it's kind of electro garage punk. Is that an expression?
Oof, I guess it must be. Why
it
not?
It is now. it is now, and is a very much a side project from Magnetics, but I'm sure you'll agree, still a cracking song. Right, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Never.
Never tire of that. Thank you, Boyle.
Yeah, thank you, Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, which you will need to be for this week, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. It's been a quiet week on Facebook. We had one, really. And it's in response to last week's show. And I don't know if John left his Facebook open and somebody else typed this in or not, possibly, but Fatboy's been in touch.
Oh, right.
And he says, any goth this week? I love goth, me. And dry bumming. All about the dry bumming. So, hopefully that's you, Fatboy. If not, maybe you should change your password.
Yeah.
But good to know you do like the goth. We know about the dry bumming.
There isn't any goth this week. We've got some dark stuff coming. Well, I have some dark stuff already, but no goth this week, Fatboy. But rest assured, I have got something lined up for next week.
Excellent. There you go, Fatboy.
But that's not all there is from Facebook this week, Tony.
Okay.
Because I have a Facebook comment as well that I'm reading out because it could easily have come to the Punky Radio page, but came to mind from none other than Anne Kinsinger.
Oh, okay. Anne Kay.
Anne Kay, indeed, who is everyone's favourite Carolinian punk rocker of a certain age. And sent us a lovely message. Well, sent it to my page, but it was really Punky Radio, which is why I'm going to read it out now. Here he goes. Listening to last week's Punky Radio, this is from 2 weeks ago, as I'm starting to emerge from my fog of grief over the loss of David Bowie. Even though I'm only halfway through, I must comment, Ziggy Stardust was my first exposure to him. I was in college and listened to it over and over. Unsurprisingly, I also think Hang On To Yourself is the best song on it. Of course she does, Tony. Mm. It's the best song on it. I don't know why it's not a bigger song than it is. It's fantastic. Says, but I also like Let's Dance. And I wore red shoes every day last week. Yeah, so she let herself down massively there.
Great song.
Started off well, ended badly. A bit like my life. But thank you very much anyway, Anne Kay, and it's lovely to know that you're still listening.
Mm, yeah, excellent.
She has been with us as long as some of the teenagers that have grown up listening to us, but she's been around a while.
This is true. Fatboy was only 10 or 15 when he started listening. Now look at him.
Yeah, but he had tough paper around.
This is true. It's a hard North.
Oh, there is another little thing that I want to talk about, but I'll save it for the next bit, because I want to crack on with track 4, Tony.
Sure.
Track 4 this week. Guess what? I'm going to ask you their Facebook page.
All right, okay.
Scarciety. That's like society, but with scar. Scarciety, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought out a track. It's part of an anti-bullying campaign. So if you don't like it, I'm going to beat you up.
Nice.
No, it's part of a very good anti-bullying campaign, and they brought this single out to help advertise and publicise said campaign. So do make sure you check out their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/scarciety.
It is indeed, yeah. They are pronounced scarciety, not scarciety. I've checked that out.
Ah, okay.
It's scarciety. It's like society, Tony, only it's scar.
Isn't it?
It's scarciety. I love it. I think it's really good. Right. So anyway, that does mean it's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. Step back. Take a look around.
Sometimes I just have to step back and really take a look around.
Insignificant, my troubles start to seem.
We obsess over all the little pointless things which can be found.
Wasting our time losing our sense of sympathy.
Times. I'm at the wrong place tonight. Those who matter to you should be all that matter. That is true.
Listen to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should add that Sksociety, I love saying that because I know how to say it right. They are on a kind of extended UK tour at the moment in that they're playing all over the country, but it's spread out over a couple of months and it's not every day and every week. But you can find out all the details about that. They are playing from as far as the south coast to Lancashire, I think. So they are all over the place. Check out the Young Scamps.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, now, I did want to just add something from the last bit, which was, now, is this where I want to do it? Yeah, it is. Where, when I was, I can't remember why, but I was going through all the Punky Radio files, the written files, right? And I came across something that frankly shocked me, Tony.
Okay.
Judgmental. You may or may not remember a feature we had on the show many years ago called Judgmental, which only stopped when I ran out of cinnamon gum. Mm. I can't be bothered to explain it, but what scared me was that I think the last Judgmental entry was from 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
It could be, you know.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a long-running feature.
It wasn't a long-running
feature. Four or five or something like that.
Well, I only had two packets of cinnamon gum.
There you go, you see.
It wasn't going to last long. You will have to go back to 2008 shows to find one with a Judgmental on it, but it was, no, it was a bit mental and it was a bit judgy, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, quite shocked by that.
Yeah.
I guess in this year of 224 times 9, I'm feeling my age, Tone.
We're still in our 10th year. Aren't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is that kind of a year, and there'll be more anniversaries, I'm sure, to come. But is it our 11th anniversary soon?
Wasn't that soon?
Well,
it's soon if you're looking from space, wasn't it?
We're over the hump, so we're in the latter half of the year.
Wouldn't you just stop that?
What?
You're
time moving?
Off. By the way, did you do anything last week?
No, not really. No, not massively. What did you get up to?
You didn't see a film or anything then?
I think so.
I thought you were going to go see Hateful Eight or something.
I haven't been yet. I haven't had a chance. Right. I do want to go.
Right, well, just in advance, Tony, I've heard two people's opinions of it. One thought it was quite good, one thought it was rubbish.
Yeah, I think I've heard it's... yeah, some people have problems with it. But I still think it's going to look good. But, you know, what do you do?
I haven't seen the Tarantino thing I don't like.
Exactly. Even though Jackie Brown I enjoy, so...
Yeah, right. Here we go. Although I've never seen Jackie Brown all the way through. I've only seen about 20 minutes of it on the TV. I thought it was all right.
It's a weird animal, but it's good. It's fine.
It's a weird animal, isn't it, Tony? Ooh.
It's a weird animal.
You just made me want to watch it more. The notes I've got down here for what I did last week are a little worrying, quite frankly. They say, night out, demented tram hairdresser.
Sounds good to me.
So, I've been trying to get my hair cut. I've been trying to find someone to cut my hair up here because, for various reasons, Felix couldn't cut it last time. The bloke has been cutting my hair for years. So, I had to get my hair cut and I had to get cut up here. There is a hairdresser at the end of my road, Tony.
Okay.
Now, you know you're going to take a risk on someone who hasn't cut your hair before. Especially when they're not in the centre of a city, but they're just on some suburban street, and the hairdresser's is called Chandelier.
Very nice.
But beggars can't be choosers. Went down there, lovely lady in there called Tina, and I said, oh look, do you think I could get my hair cut today? She went, I can do it now, if you like. Again, doesn't bode well, walking an empty salon, I can do it now. I went, oh, actually, no, you can't, because I've got to go and get my mum fish and chips. Because I'm an adult. Right, so she said, what about 2:45? I went, no, because I've got to go and pick up a bed from Arnold. Long story, nothing to do with different strokes. Then I said, how about, and then she said, oh, what about 5:00? I went, that's perfect. Went back down there at 5:00, the shutters were down, shop shut. Couldn't quite believe it. Went back the next day. Oh, sorry, so next day went back, just after lunch, it was shut. But there was a phone number on the window that I hadn't seen before because of the shutter. So I sent a text to the phone number saying, hi, it's Paul. I thought I was going to get my hair cut by you yesterday. Didn't happen. I don't know why, but the shutter was shut. I hope you're not dead. Got a text back from her saying, actually, I'm back in the shop now. Because I come home, don't you? Actually, I'm back in the shop now. If you want to pop down, I went, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And Tony, I was there in 3 minutes. To make sure that she didn't go again. I basically ran out the door, got in there, brilliant. Did an absolutely brilliant job, Tony, very reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. Absolutely excellent. I know that my hair doesn't need a lot of cutting, but I'm a bit of a fuss pot with it. Absolutely brilliant. Can't fault her, superb. Did laugh a little in that it was my fourth go at getting my hair, no, my fifth go at getting my hair cut in there in terms of the times we'd offered. But anyway, we finally sussed it. And I think she's my new hairdresser.
Yes, good. Yeah,
which was good, because I wanted to have a smart haircut for what I did on Saturday night when I went out into Nottingham for the first time, Tony. It'd been over 2 months, and I finally went out. I went on an alternative types pub crawl.
Oh, yes. And was it a sausage fest, as suspected? Or?
Well, not as much as I'd perhaps hoped.
Okay.
Not as much as I thought. There were some women there. And everyone really surprised me. I mean, I was the eldest there by 10 years, Tony.
Right.
I was basically Uncle Paul out with the young people. But they really surprised me because only one or two, there's about 20 of us there, only one or two of them looked remotely alternative.
Okay.
Most of them just looked completely normal. Right. Including a girl called Natalie that I was sat next to for a while, who is a very pretty girl and was wearing very normal clothes, and she's now, what sort of scientist is she? She's, I think she's some sort of pharmaceutical scientist, Tony.
Right.
And she was out, and she lives other side of Nottingham from me, and we're having a chat about, so, and I said, so look, if you don't mind me saying so, you don't appear to be very alternative for this alternative pub crawl. What's your favourite band? And without a second's hesitation, she went, Trivium, saw them at Download, brilliant.
Don't blimey.
Just didn't expect that at all.
No one expects Trivium.
No one expects, yeah, they're like the Spanish Inquisition, don't they? So anyway, we didn't go to many pubs. We went, well, I say I didn't. We went to the Old Angel. Thing was, I was there first, I'm a bit keen. And by the time we left the Old Angel, I'd had 3 pints.
Right.
So then we went, where did we go next? We went to the Pit and Pendulum, had a couple in there. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Tap and Tumbler, and I had a large Jack Daniels in there. And then someone said, let's go to the Salutation and go dancing. I went, I'm going to get a tram home.
Right.
I got a tram, Tony.
They do dancing at the Sal.
I think you can if you want.
That's true. Trams are good, aren't they?
I don't think it's banned. Oh, brilliant, yeah. Trams, mate. Loving
future. Them.
Just and another reason that Nottingham's better than debris.
In it.
Right. I'm going to play one from the vaults now, Tony.
Okay.
Now, we're playing this. This is Crash Dolls, Tony. They're playing this because they've got a new label and they've got a new album coming out very soon. And I was just reading about it on Facebook. I thought, oh, it's about time we played something by them. And because we haven't got the new material yet, I thought I'd pick something that we played 1 or 2 years ago. It's not that long ago. Maybe 2 years ago, max, I suppose. Ooh. They're from Detroit, Tony, and they rock. They are badass chicks, the front girls. They've got a rhythm, got a male rhythm section.
Mm.
Oh, obviously, because like men are on time.
In it.
I've just thought of that. Some would say men are early. But yeah, they've got a male rhythm section, but two statuesque ladies out front, and they rock, Tone. And they're getting fights on stage and everything. They come bonkers. What is their Facebook page, Tone?
Facebook.com/CrashDolls.
It is indeed, and Crash Dolls is CrashDollz or Z, Avenue Z, Z. It's a Z, Tony.
It's a Z.
We're going with Z, aren't we? From now on, it's Avenue Z and Crash Doll Z.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it, it's Crash Doll Z. It's Tony 4, Paul the Internet 1. This is Bad Taste Barbie.
Bad taste, Bobby, gotta
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls, Bad Taste Barbie, looking forward to receiving their new material.
Yes,
and I'm not talking about their clothes.
No.
Or maybe I am. And hello in particular to Rachel, out of the band, who was briefly my internet buddy.
She's the guitarist, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She rocks.
She does.
Rachel rocks. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12R.
Yep, another week, more gigs at 12R. It is on Holloway Road in London. If you do want to check it out, it's always worth going. I'm sure there's things on most nights of the week. If it's not a gig, I'm sure there's beer to be drank. So do check it
out. If I could just interrupt you for 1 second, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we're still doing this, because it means that the 12 bar moving to Holloway Road has been a success.
That is true.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I mean, you say, well, this time last year was probably worried that it was going to close forever, didn't we?
That's right. It had been on Timpan Alley in London Town on that there Denmark Street for many, many years, and was shut down controversially by bad people.
Yep.
And then they found a new home on Holloway Road, which is a rocking road in itself. And I'm really glad it appears to be doing well.
Yeah. I may even check it out, actually. Anyway, more of that in the next section.
Right.
Yeah, so there's two things on this week. Bit different. So Thursday, there's nothing on Friday or Saturday, but Thursday night...
You say something on... They often have private parties and things, don't they? So there might be something on Friday or Saturday, but there's nothing to add for us to advertise.
Exactly. In terms of actual gigs, so Thursday night, it's the Cara Rocks, which is the karaoke with the live band that they do.
Right.
So that's at the 12 bar this Thursday.
It's probably Carrie Rock, like karaoke.
It's Cara Rocks, as in K-A-R-A space rocks.
Yeah, and how do you spell karaoke, Tony? K-A-R-A.
K-A-R-A-O-K-E.
Yeah, so it's rock instead of oaky. Should really be called Carrie Rocky, that's what I'd have called it.
But anyway, how much do that would be?
Oh, God. No idea. £6.
Free entry.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And Sunday night, John Mead. I have no more information than that. He's playing there on Sunday. How much do you think that would be?
Free entry.
It is.
Yes. Only one problem with that, Tony.
What's that?
Well, it means that this week, for the first time ever...
00.
Somebody lives at nowhere.
It's
nowhere. You can't live at 00.
No.
So they don't exist.
No.
So they've got no idea about heaven or hell. They've got no idea that the beast is up the road from them, because the road they live in is an alternative dimension, Tony, where they don't know that, but through the dimensional doorway, probably, there's a whole new world with the devil in it, living at 666, because they're living at 00.
Yep.
Which, of course, doesn't even exist on a British roulette table.
Doesn't it?
No. We just have 0. The Americans have 00 as well, don't they?
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. There's a little bit of information for you, Tony. This is an infotainment show. Yeah. And thus, once again, I give away that I like a gamble. On at least two continents.
There you go.
Right.
That's it for gigs, though, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to mention... Well, I will mention briefly, I have sort of got one as well, that when I was in the Old Angel in Nottingham, as I walked up, I saw a poster in the window, and the poster was for Demented Are Go. That are playing there on Friday, February the 5th, which is Friday week, and is my birthday. One of my favourite ever bands, and I'm not there. But I'll tell you why I'm not there next week. But absolutely, guys, tickets are £13.50 in advance. It only holds about 100 people. Make sure if you are in the area that you go to that gig. It will be phenomenal. And I can't believe I won't be there, because there'll be quite a few psychobillies coming down that I would know, and it would have been an excuse for a hell of a birthday party.
Yeah, Friday night as well. It would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been rocking. But I'm not there.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But more importantly, Demented Are Go will be there.
Yes.
And if you're going to go and see them, or go and see me watching them, I'd say watching them is better than watching me watching them.
That is true.
Yeah. So still, if you can, get a chance. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 and stuff.
Something at the Angel.
Yeah. Now, I meant to say this week as well that I'm sorry that we've been really gassing on, or rather I've been really gassing on, and the shows have been a little bit longer than an hour for the last fortnight. I was going to try and keep it tighter this week, but appears to be failing.
Yeah.
But hey, fine. We'll talk about this band afterwards, Tony, because right now I'm no fucking Mozart. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Arrogance. We've only played one track of their album before, and that was My Fault, Not Theirs. They're from Lille, Tony.
Oh, okay.
I've been there.
Have you?
Lille a gagné, cinq à toi. C'est mon hippopotam, Isidore. Maman, où est mon ballon? Tais-toi, Didier, tu me casses les oreilles. They've come by Dirty Water Records, Tony, a fabulous British garage and rock and roll label.
Mm.
And that track, as you just heard, is a classic slice of 60s psych-inspired fun rock and roll for the 24x9 era.
Excellent.
But what is The Arrogance Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Arrogance.
It is. It's totally five for the internet while I'm getting absolutely pasted. It's the last time we have an old Facebook week, I'm telling you that.
You know.
Yeah, and the reason that we've only played one track before is that when I was first sent the link to their album by Dirty Water Records, I had internet issues, which led to me trying to download it repeatedly, and after five goes, it won't let you download it anymore.
Ah, right.
So I couldn't get it. So I just said, can you just send me one track for the week I was on about? And they very kindly said, yeah. Then they've changed the way they send us music now. So when it popped up again, I had another go and I got it. So I now have the Arrogance album, and it is a thing of beauty.
Beautiful.
And hello to PJ and Paul Manchester for doing such a great job at Dirty Water Records.
Yep.
Right. Are you doing anything this week?
I am.
Are you?
Do a few things.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
well, I might sit back and smoke a cigar, too.
Yeah. This past weekend, my beautiful girlfriend Stephanie's brother had a baby. So this Friday...
Good. Were the scientists informed?
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing what they can do these days. So Friday, we go to Germany. We're going to, last minute, we're going to go to Germany for the weekend, Friday to Monday. So this Friday morning, down to Dover, come back Monday. And then Tuesday, day off, we're going to go just back to work. And then Wednesday, we're back to London. We're going to London for Stephanie's birthday. Now, we moved Stephanie's birthday to February. So that's all coming together. So I'm going to be Germany, Nottingham.
She just moved it to February. She's like the Queen. Well, German.
Yeah, so we're going to see Eddie Izzard on Wednesday. And then we're going to see They Might Be Giants on Thursday. And then we've got Friday free. So yeah, so it's a lot happening in the next week.
There is a lot. And, well, you might as well stay down there for Valentine's Day, Tony.
I know. Hey, why not? You know.
Oh, hang on. No, am I right? Yes, I am right there. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have a Valentine's Day in London. You have to sell your car.
Exactly. No, we'll come back up here on the 6th.
That sounds like a brilliant trip.
Your birthday. Yeah. So I might try and check out the toll for a while, because I just thought I'm in the area. Why not check it out? So I'll see what's on next week.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That could be a very good idea, Tony.
Wouldn't it just? And Tuesday, by the way, is my 10-year anniversary of my self-employedness.
Oh, wow.
Lots going on.
It's a double celebration.
In it.
Where are you going to be staying in London?
We've booked a hotel near Waterloo. The Mercure.
Right. Waterloo. Right. That's not that handy for Holloway Road.
No, well, I guess... I mean,
it isn't that bad. I think you get the Victoria... Well, Piccadilly line to Seven Sisters, I think.
Yeah,
you'd have to go to Victoria. Yeah, it won't be that bad.
We're going to Camden for the gig on Thursday, so I guess we're always going to be getting the tube somewhere.
Yeah, but that's easy because that's the Northern line.
Right, okay.
But we don't need to worry about that now.
Nah.
No, because that's, once again, I was talking about logistics.
Isn't it? Well, yeah, so I'm all around the place the next week.
You are, aren't you? I hope you have time to make Punky Radio.
Tuesday, I am free. Well, I'm back in Nottingham.
You've banned this well.
Innit?
I'm so happy about that. I'm going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Now, we already heard from a band from Greece, and then we heard from a band from France. And now we're going to hear from another band singing in French, Tony. And after that, we're going to hear from a band from Finland, but not singing in Finnish. That's a relief. Isn't it? First up, a band called Red Mass, Tony. Again, another slovenly thing. Brilliant, isn't it?
It is.
Very, very happy about that, because I believe Avenue Z were also slovenly. So yeah, this is the third one from Slovenly this week. Absolutely brilliant label. And hello to Bazooka Joe. Every time I send out to all the labels and bands on the show each week, look, you're on the show this week, I always get a reply from Slovenly Records saying, brilliant, thanks very much, really appreciate it.
Mm, good.
Very, very kind. So this band, Red Mass, Tony, I'd never heard of before, but they are about to embark on a tour with King Khan and his Shrines, a band we played on the show before, who are also absolutely brilliant. But Tony, what is Red Mass's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Red Mass.
Facebook.com/red-mass-15453623797758. And why is that, Tony?
I mean, that's their default URL, haven't they?
That's their default URL. But we're going to excuse them because they are brilliant. Stay tuned for the Country Dark. But right now, this is Noir et Blanc.
Noir et Blanc, Noir et Blanc. Une sale obsession à perdre l'argent. Je veux payer pour mon plaisir. Je péris ce désir de fuir. De mon sang et de mon temps. Et sans, et sans, et sans. L'objectif quantitatif. Des objections muettes naïves. Des objections muettes naïves. La zone grise. Noir et blanc, noir et blanc.
Kitten Blood.
I met her in Nancy O. She was hiding in a Mighty Fox hole. I looked in her deep eyes. Don't you know, don't you realize? A baby, 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 put me on knees. Wrap my face with the blue, blue tears. Put them goddamn hex on me. Hey, little boy, get a real, get real. Use it like a bitch on the floor. 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 Like a mama, she don't need me. Never, baby, I could be her dad. Looking, 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 looking around. True love gone, baby, true love found. I shake it, shake it, shake it so I can live. I shake it, do we got some beef? Come on, around the cattle aisle. Come on, baby, baby, show me that stuff. Use it! Like a bitch on the floor. Use it! Like a bitch on the floor. Use it! Like a bitch on the floor. Use it! Like a bitch on the floor.
Listen to Rich Morton sound right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Country Dark, Tony. All the way from Finland. A top sort of punk, rockabilly, country, rock and roll, psychobilly. Great band. One of my new favourite bands, I'm happy, because it's right my sort of thing. And a track called Useless, open brackets, like tits on a boar, close brackets. Which obviously was the first one that I listened to on said album and just went, yeah, I'm playing it. Like tits on a boar, Tony, is a bit like lipstick on a pig, isn't it?
Guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so a very unusual title from a very unusual band. But Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Country Dark.
It is, it's Tony Six, Paulie B and Internet Two, and you will be hearing more from The Country Dark in coming weeks. And you'll also be hearing from them on Halloween.
Okay, good.
That's right. I'm already getting together the Punky Radio Halloween special for November, Tony.
Blimey.
Because we're getting so much suitable music through. I've already got three tracks I could play on the Halloween special, and it's not even the end of January.
Always thinking forward.
If it keeps up like this, this will be like when we did it a couple of years ago, when we did a Halloween in two parts.
Yes.
That may happen again this year. Not to excite you about November too much this soon, but I reckon our Halloween show this year is going to be amazing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Right, have you got a track?
Yes.
Oh,
thankfully.
Glory.
Only came to you this afternoon, so last minute, but blimey. Thank you for that. Yes. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's relatively simple.
That was a last minute twat. That was in the twat of time.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's obviously from the Sussex Saint.
Of course, yeah.
Who does meet a surprising amount of twats.
He's surrounded.
He is. And will this prove to be controversial? We shall see. He says, hi, Tony. here's something that's been bugging me for a while. Whilst it's not specific to an individual, it deserves, I think, a punky decision. On a Monday to Thursday, when I arrive at work, after a 75-mile commute, I can barely get to the car park as the flexible workers descend to show that they really exist and are important, filling their diaries with back-to-back meetings. But on a Friday, after the same commute, there is plenty of space, and suddenly the flexible workers disappear into the ether to work from home. It's always on a Friday, never a Monday. Now this might seem like sour grapes, and I know you and Paul are obviously free spirits, exempt from the shackles of big corporate bullshit. But I would like to nominate all those people who work from home on a Friday, so located across the UK, for a mass punky twatting. All the best, Sussex Saint.
Right, well, I have problems with this.
Do you?
Obvious reasons.
Well, aren't people allowed to want a longer weekend?
Yeah, and also working from home. I'm just about to hit my 10-year self-employed. I think that's me.
And I've just had 2 months of the bottom end of corporate madness, and it was horrific.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to go home on Friday.
Beautiful. And also, yeah. You know, they are working from home Friday, so he can park. He's very much a glass half empty kind of guy, I think it's Sussex Saint.
Although I think for Sussex Saint's sake, we should twat them for 4 days a week. Because that's more than half the week.
Right. So basically twat them for not working from home enough.
Yeah.
I can get on with that.
Or for obsessing about working as long hours as possible, knowing that the boss worked from home on a Friday or something. So they're still getting the twatting, but it's conditional. It's a conditional twatting, Tony.
Conditional twatting based on the day, the weekday.
Yeah. It's basically 4-3. Yeah. So they deserve it.
Okay, so if you're listening to this show on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday, just close your ears a moment. So, from Monday to Thursday, all those people, those flexible workers who've chosen not to work from home on that particular day and plug up the car park, so poor Sussex Saint can't park his car that easily.
Is a
twat.
That's right. We are democratic about this.
We are.
And we do want your twat.
We do.
Right, last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
Cabbage.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Right. I got an email earlier this week, in fact, late last week, from Play Record Records saying a band called Cabbage had got a new EP out and was interested in playing a track of it. I listened to the tracks, I picked the one I wanted to play, and then when I came to research the band, I found a review of Cabbage from none other than John Robb at Louder Than War, John Robb being the lead singer of The Membranes, a band we played last week.
Mm.
And I read it, and then I saw the chosen single from the EP, and guess what? It was the track I decided to play, Tony.
Of course it was.
Well, of course it was, except I do try and avoid the single. I normally go for another track.
Mm.
But anyway, it is my favourite one on this here EP. It's a 5-track EP. It's really good. I don't really know the best way to describe them. They have been described by others as a kind of post-punk Happy Mondays.
All right, okay.
They rock out a bit more than Happy Mondays. They're a bunch of young lads. They do some funny things. Their videos are good, and you should definitely check them out. The EP is called Le Chou, which is French for cabbage, isn't it?
No idea. We're not French this week.
Yeah, it is. No, because my mum used to sing a song about cabbages in French.
Okay.
Savez-vous planter les choux dans la rue. Which I think mum thought was, how do you plant your cabbages in a row?
Right.
But I think the literal translation is, do you know how to plant cabbages in the road?
Right, okay.
Anyway, the EP is called Le Chou, the band are called Cabbage. What's the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/cabbageband.
No, facebook.com/ cabbage Le Chou.
Nice.
Le Chou being L-E-C-H-O-U. And this is a great song. I think you'll like this. This is a track called Kevin.
Mm-hmm. cabin. Down by a canyon.
That was Cabbage and Kevin, or Kevin's Cabbage. Cabbage Le Chou, Kevin. Kevin by Cabbage. Le Chou is what's available. Le Chou, Cabbage, Kevin. What was that thing I was really annoying you with the other week like that? Loads of things, yeah. All right, you don't need to narrow that down.
I
really
remember.
maybe you could just mention before the end of the show the internet stations that carry us.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is at radioandra.se, and we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thank you to all of those carrying us, and thank you to our online listeners. We don't hear much from you, but we know you're there. Feel free to get in touch about anything at all that you've heard on the show this week. Next week, I hopefully will have an update on how Dave's restaurant is doing in southern Spain and whether it's climbed the TripAdvisor chart and gone above 7.
I've got a weird little comment on that.
What do you mean you've got a weird little comment on that?
I posted a review, as I read out last week.
Oh,
and I
got it next week.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can now if you like.
It's only quick. I got a direct message from someone asking why I hate Snow Patrol so much.
Oh really? It's fantastic, isn't it? What a bunch of whiny crybabies their fans are.
Jesus, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Did you send a message back saying what you think?
No, because it's going to turn into abuse, isn't it? I can't be bothered.
Tony, you should keep it going, and we should have updates on Punky Radio every week. I want to know how far this goes. That's
tears.
Brilliant. Why do you hate Snow Patrol? Why do you think they send one to everyone who put that?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. She's like, I'm not going to eat then if that's the reason. Like, well, fair enough. I don't know what I could say back to that, really.
Well, someone didn't say they're not going to eat there because you don't like Snow Patrol, do they?
That's what she was saying.
So there's more to this message. We better talk about this next week, Tony.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.